This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, we're going to get to this in just a couple minutes. I'm going to play some audio for you on a couple occasions throughout the show today. But the first thing that I want to cover real quick, friends, is Muslim Representative Ilhan Omar wants to dismantle America during this revolution. I'm going to get to that, and this is going to be our main topic today. But keep in mind, Ilhan Omar is the same subversive woman that wanted insurance policies for Muslim men fighting on the behalf of ISIS. Let me add, from South Minneapolis. In other words, those that have come into the state of Minnesota, South Minneapolis, which is a breeding ground, by the way, for terrorists. And it's interesting, the FBI helps them out in their meetings. But what's interesting to take note of, friends, is she wants insurance policies for them men that came from the Middle East, that moved to South Minneapolis, that go back to the Middle East and fight on the behalf of ISIS. She wants insurance policies for their families. This is Ilhan Omar. I mean, she's married her brother. Folks, she has been busted for misappropriation of funds. The list goes on. We're going to cover her once again. I want people to be clear about this, friends. This isn't a game that we're playing here with these people. You know, it may be enough for those Trump supporters that Donald Trump smacks on his political opposition, but keep in mind, he goes no further than that. If anybody was truly out of gratitude, thankful for the freedoms in which they have, concerning those that sacrifice themselves to give us the freedoms that we have, 2 Corinthians 5:15, John 15:13, so on and so forth, they wouldn't tolerate this, neither would the American people in this country. And folks, now we're in it. We're seriously in it. We have a attorney general. We know the fix is in. We know that there's major voter fraud going on in the state of Minnesota. But we have an attorney general who's a cop-killing supporter. We know that he's in by fraud, voter fraud. We know that he's been accused of this, that, and the other thing concerning his crimes against we the people. And then on top of it, we have a governor, a Marxist governor, that's giving way to the very people that are attempting to conquer this country. And don't think for one moment, friends, it's not all by design. This is the finger of God. This is the judgment of the Most High God. There's no question about it. If we're not going to take heed to the Lord and His blessings, we're definitely going to take heed to Him in the curses. And that's what we're moving into, friends, in this country. But we're going to cover that in just a couple of minutes. I want to play some audio for you. And the audio that I want to play for you it's a special kind of stupid, and it's when Americans cannot hear what the government is doing in action. It's called contrived crisis. And the question I want to lay to your candor is this: when will Americans learn? Because we know that action speaks louder than words. I want to say this too. You've all heard this before sometime throughout your life. Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. Let me say it again. Sticks and stones will break my bones, but words will never hurt me. Friends, there's nothing further from the truth than that statement. Because words are carriers. And it's interesting to take note that words cause wars, and it's words that end wars. Over and over again on my radio show, I continually reiterate the lessons that Jesus demanded that we are to learn. Jesus told us, let no man deceive you. 2 Thessalonians 2:3-4. Jesus continuously tells us in Matthew 7:16 and throughout Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, judge men by their fruit. In 1 Timothy 4:15, Jesus tells us to take heed, pay careful attention to ourselves. He tells us to beware of the doctrine of the Pharisees, the religious hypocrites. He tells us to beware of the doctrines of the Herodians, corrupt government. This is all found in Mark 8:15. Therefore, the Holy Spirit, through Paul, the guy that wrote 2/3 of the New Testament, did you know that he even went so far as to identify these minions from hell? That I'm going to play some audio in exposing them in just a couple of minutes. 2 Corinthians 11:13-15 comes to my aid. For such are false apostles, whatever capacity they may be in, friends, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ, right, of righteousness. And no marvel, listen carefully, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their what? According to their works, friends. This is so important. You know, let me be real candid with you for a moment. I have someone in my family that needs affirmation from words. And I constantly reiterate the point, my actions speak a lot louder than words. As a matter of fact, when I continuously bring up at the end of every show on the Sons of Liberty Media.com here, 1 John 3:18, Jesus never, ever, nowhere can you find it in Scripture, told anybody that he loved them. Nowhere. But his actions spoke louder than words on the cross of Calvary. Friends, we're to love each other not in word nor in tongue, but by deed and in truth. Therefore, we show the world how much we love them. We also show the world how much we hate them. Okay? Again, how do we judge that? By the fruits that they bear, because we're fruit inspectors. Now, without further ado, a video just came out on scene, which was recently found in my inbox, my messages, like 200 to 300 times a day, right? So I got to vet through all of this stuff. But this one caught my attention. And this helps prove the point in which I'm making. This is a guy named Jeremy Elliott. And he helps me do just that. Now, before I'm going to go ahead and tee it up for the next segment, because we got 1 minute left on this segment. But I want you to think about this. Nothing disrupts the system like an inquisitive mind. Slaves are not made, folks. You have to dummy slaves down. For those that don't know, did you know that slaves were not allowed to read? Okay? In America, we have no excuse as to why we're being destroyed for the lack of knowledge today, which is found in Hosea 4:6. Okay? But I want to tell you this. Nothing disrupts the system like an inquisitive mind, because most people are so indoctrinated and brainwashed to the point of complete and utter idiocy. I'm going to come back on the other side of this break, and I'm going to play some audio from a guy named Jeremy Elliott. He's a producer and a director, and I want you to hear what he has to say. He's going to give you a download to exactly say what you're thinking today. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We'll be right back.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell. It was also the same William Booth who said, if you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Hi, this is Rob Pugh, publisher of Wisconsin Christian News, a national Christian newspaper, not just for Wisconsin. Thank you for supporting the work of Sons of Liberty. If you're a regular listener here, your eyes are already open to the truth. But if you'd like to open the eyes of others, Wisconsin Christian News is a great tool to help you do that. Subscribe at our website, wisconsinchristiannews.com. Also, check out our TV show, WCN-TV, offering vital information every Wednesday afternoon at WCNTV.net.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. Now, just for the record, we have some mismanagement going on over here, and the YouTube feed just dropped. So go back over to sonsoflibertymedia.com or go over to beforeitsnews.com, go back onto the face page, and click us on, and you can watch us live. sonsoflibertymedia.com and or beforeitsnews.com. Okay, and you can join us again on live chat. I apologize for what just took place there. At any time, if you'd like to call in, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Now, folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Now, I'm going to play some audio for you. And this is by a guy named Jeremy Elliott. And it's a special kind of stupid. And what it comes down to, friends, is when Americans cannot hear what the government is doing because action speaks a lot louder than words. This is a contrived crisis. It's distraction. You're being undermined. You're being sold out to your enemies, friends, on every given turn. As the American version of what you think is government, friends, you need to understand it runs antithetical to we the people. It's giving way to a foreign an entity to establish something called a new world order. Here is none other than Jeremy Elliott.
What we're actually seeing is the systematic implementation of the fall of the Republic and the rise of the Corporation of the United States. Every major event is a step in the ladder to achieve that end. COVID is just another rung in the ladder, which is why there's a deliberate mixing of all the wordplay. Right? I mean, we should stop calling it, you know, quarantine. That's a term designated for people that are verified sick. This is a house arrest mandated by the state. You should stop calling it, you know, social distancing. There's nothing social about forced isolation. We should stop saying safer at home when millions of Americans don't have basic necessities adequate to fit their needs. It assumes that everybody's home is equally as safe as the people that are making the statements. We should stop saying, you know, this is for the greater good. Right? When you close the economy, killing millions of businesses that families have worked generations to establish, that's anything but good. We should stop saying this is the new normal. That's just blatant mind control drivel. There's nothing normal about forced isolation, you know, treating your neighbor like they have the plague, breathing your own bodily waste, wearing masks, living in constant fear of contamination. That's normal. I mean, after all, if the virus is so deadly, why hasn't it wiped out the homeless who don't social distance, wash themselves regularly, let alone, you know, live in or have access to a sterile environment? Last year, 1.5 million people died of tuberculosis. Why were you not wearing a mask during the tuberculosis pandemic? You were endangering, you know, public health and safety along with billions of other people around the globe. So why didn't you wear a mask? I'll tell you why. Because the mainstream media didn't tell you to wear a mask. Right? And so because though 1.5 million people died from tuberculosis, there was no tuberculosis pandemic, any more than there's a coronavirus pandemic. What you're really participating in is a beta test for AI systems and facial recognition. See, these cameras work best when people are, you know, distance apart. Now they're actually testing through machine learning how to recognize, you know, a face that's partially covered. It's also a way to easily determine who's compliant and who's not. Who does the propaganda work on and who it doesn't? Now get this, you know, there's some ironies that are here, right? A society that kills millions of babies a year for convenience has shut itself down to prevent adults from dying. People that on the one hand slaughter babies in the womb by the millions are now preaching to the masses about the sanctity of human life. It's double speak, double talk. It's the two doctrine policy. One for the initiated, one for the uninitiated. One for the inner circle, another for the masses. It's like saying, you know, if I violate the stay-at-home order, I can be arrested, but you're letting convicted criminals out of prison so they don't get coronavirus.
Yep.
Thesis, antithesis, synthesis. If there's a real pandemic, does it require, you know, faulty virus models, rigged test results, 81% false positives, inaccurate news reporting, staged hospital overruns, manipulated death certificates? Nope. You know, when the government shuts down, you know, millions of small businesses, but doesn't lay off any government employees, it's not about the health. When the state bans dentists from practicing but deems it necessary for abortion clinics to stay open, it's not about your health. When the state prevents you from buying seeds for your garden but allows you to purchase lottery tickets, it's not about your health. An institution that, you know, has the ability to destroy all of Earth through, you know, alleged nuclear warfare should not regulate personal self-defense. You know, an institution that's caught trafficking drugs shouldn't be able to regulate plants. An institution that's racked up $23 trillion prior to coronavirus in debt shouldn't be allowed to manage the retirement fund. An institution that was caught spreading STDs should not be allowed to run health care. If people are really concerned about public health and safety, you know, in general, but, you know, they don't care if people, you know, eat garbage, drink poison, smoke cancer, and take prescription drugs, but think that toilet paper, hand sanitizer, and mask are going to protect them from the boogeyman coronavirus, you know, this is a special kind of stupid that I can't address here. You should ask yourself a couple basic questions. When did you consent from, you know, you creating a government to serve you to you serving the government ruling over you? If you want to know, you know, who's in charge, just think about who you can and can't criticize.
Well, Jeremy Elliott. He helps me to prove the point once again. A special kind of stupid. When Americans cannot hear what the government is doing in action. Folks, talked to some folks over in California yesterday. They've allowed their governor, friends, in that state to tell them that they must wear a mask everywhere they go, even in the swimming pool. Also consider this, if you would. You know, if I can demoralize you, I can control you. Is there a more corrupt state in our union outside of that of perhaps New York or even Minneapolis? Notice where the cities and the states are demoralized. They're easily controlled. They're easily controlled. Why are we in trouble? Hey, folks, if you want to part from sin, then unite with Christ. Because when you unite with Christ, He gives you an anointing to see things for what they are. And He gives you eyes to see and He gives you ears to hear once you're converted. But not until then. There's so many people in this country today that they look at Christians as somehow as the standard. And what we see more than anything today are people talking about the hypocrisies of Christians, and then they equate it to the Christ that actually condemned what the hypocrites are doing. Nobody rebuked those people more than Christ did, so don't accuse Christians, real Christians, for what the hypocrites and the pretenders are doing. Folks, here's the bottom line. When you take the time to know the doctrine, you're not going to submit to what you're seeing out there. You're going to stand up against it. As you well know, concerning much of what Jeremy just talked about, as you well know, they've lost the narrative. But the special kind of stupid, what have they done? They've taken on the very sign of wearing a mask to show their subjection to the very gods that they have created and to the gods that they have served. America, you know as well as I do, they've lost the narrative. Now we're seeing in full play today and on full display, friends, the hypocrisy of a government, as Jeremy said, that not one of them lost their job, but as a matter of fact, during the crisis, friends, they even allotted themselves pay raises for the record. Not one of them lost their job, but the very people that they're to work for, friends, have lost their jobs in the millions across the United States of America. That's a special kind of stupid. It's a special kind of stupid that snitches on their neighbors because some mayor said so, not realizing that that mayor is going to steal money from the taxpayers to give money to those snitches to turn on the people that are actually paying the taxes through extortive measures. This is what's called a racket. You can't make this up. That's why this is a special kind of stupid. The special kind of stupid is when you tell people over and over and over again that they're being lied to, but they refuse the truth and they take heed and adhere to the lie to their own demise. Folks, you want to see a repeat of history? You want to see what it looks like? Open your eyes, because we're talking about a special kind of stupid today in America. Folks, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Give us a call, 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back on the other side.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. In a split decision, the Supreme Court ruled on Thursday that a New York City grand jury may access President Trump's financial records, but sent cases involving congressional demands for the president's papers back to lower courts for additional proceedings. White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany has the president's reaction to the rulings.
President Trump underscored to me, I was just in the Oval Office with him, that it was Justice Kavanaugh who pointed out in the New York State court case that there was unanimous agreement that this should be remanded to D.C., to the district court, where the president may raise constitutional and legal arguments. That was unanimous agreement.
Testifying before the Democratic-led House Armed Services Committee, Defense Secretary Mark Esper says he has not received any briefings regarding Russian bounties. This is USA Radio News. Democratic Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi on Thursday expressed indifference about mobs tearing down statues of historical figures across the country. Pelosi was specifically asked about a statue of Christopher Columbus in her home city of Baltimore being dragged down by vandals and thrown into the harbor.
People do what they do. I do think that from a safety standpoint, it would be a good idea to have it taken down if the community doesn't want it. I don't know that it has to be a commission, but it just could be a community view. And sometimes it's something that's been there, that view has been there for a while.
Two of the nation's biggest airlines are suspending flights to Hong Kong because of the city's mandatory coronavirus testing rules. Bloomberg is reporting United and American have stopped flights to Hong Kong, where crew members face fines and possibly prison if they refuse to give deep throat saliva specimens. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
I mean, but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. 1-866-582-9933. If you'd like to jump over onto sonsoflibertymedia.com, get 13 to 15 articles every day combating the lies of the mainstream media. folks, you listen to this narrative? Oh my gosh, you listen to these conservative outlets just pouring out the propaganda concerning the six corporations, just inundating the American people with the same narrative. It reminds me of all the people that are caught up into the fact that there's two candidates, Joe Biden and Donald Trump, for the presidency, when there's 1,104 different options. And I'm going to keep reiterating that point on purpose. Folks, what they're doing is purposed. They're trying to counter the fact that the narrative has been lost, America. And what did you hear during the break? Coronavirus this, coronavirus that, coronavirus this, coronavirus that. Folks, you got to stick to your guns. You got to keep your feet upon the rock of ages and stand up against these lies. Now, going back to 13 to 15 articles, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the right side of the page. Click onto YouTube. Join us on live chat. I'm sorry for the inconvenience earlier. We had some technical problems. Or go over to beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com. We're right on the front page. Click us on. Join us on live chat. If you want to call in, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, Muslim representative, and she's a representative of the Muslims. I'm just making clear so you understand. Keith Ellison is here to represent Muslims. He's here as a Marxist to overthrow who we are. So is the governor of the state of Minnesota. And this is happening simultaneously across the country. Okay? We have Ilhan Omar. Okay? Before I get to Ilhan Omar, I want you to remember this, that this is the same subversive woman that wanted insurance policies for Muslim men killed fighting on the behalf of ISIS from South Minneapolis. And just think about it. When they go out and they do their meetings with CARE, the FBI is there helping CARE. Now, I know, folks, I have former friends that are agents in the FBI, former friends that are agents in the CIA. They compartmentalize everything. They operate independently of each other. So one agent might not know what the other agent is doing. And they all have controllers, handlers. Okay? So when I'm talking about those that are in the FBI here in Minneapolis helping out CARE and the likes of Muslim organizations in America, and don't think this doesn't apply to Donald Trump, because he has funded Muslim organizations three times that of Barack Hussein Obama. If you want to cross-check what I just said, I encourage you to do so. Please go to Tom Fitton's organization, Judicial Watch, Trump times three. Type that in, and it will pull up. Okay? I just want to make clear as to what we're talking about here, so people don't think we have these organizations. I know. These organizations, we've been led to believe that they're protecting us from them. They're not at all. Folks, they're in government. Just think about that. These subversives they're in government today. And we have our said representatives helping them overthrow the future of their own grandkids. Why is it? Because they want the world. And Jesus comes in behind that and says, what is it for you to gain the whole world and lose your own soul? They want the world. It's a temporary life. They don't understand that they're going to be stepping into eternity. Right? Well, that's why I'm here. I'm here to remind the good, bad, and the ugly from the Word of God in the U.S. Constitution. But let's go back to this. Muslim Representative Ilhan Omar wants to dismantle America during this revolution. Recently, the head of the Terror Tide organization, that's a fact. CARE is a Terror Tide organization. That is a fact. Americans, why are they still there? There's a guy named Jelani Hussein from CARE, Minnesota, that stated that America is at the cusp of a revolution. At a cusp. Really? A point of transition between two different states. Note, friends, that these Somalians come from war-stricken territories and countries. They're used to revolution. Okay? And Jelani Hussein, the head of the organization CARE Minnesota, the Terror Tide organization, said that we are at the cusp from a point of transition. He said, a point of transition of a revolution. Yep, this is what's going on behind the distraction of COVID. Your coffers have already been robbed, and the subversives are working to undermine and overthrow. And listen to me carefully, okay? I'm going to tell you something prophetically, gifting-wise, okay? The system's going to be broke down. We're not going to get out of it. Okay. We are at the point today because we have allowed it to come to this point, Amos 6:3. Just for the record, this could have been stopped long ago. But like my parents, they were too caught up going out to the dances and the bars and fornicating and having boyfriends and doing all this, that, and the other thing and throwing us in public schools. Well, God was faithful to raise up his kids to stand up against what our parents didn't stand up against, right? That's what we're doing here. Jelani Hussein not only said that we're at a cusp of a revolution, he went on CARE Minnesota and he said that they have stood on the side of justice in Minnesota for over a decade, and we continue to fight that battle alongside of all of you. This is what he wrote. He said today, we stand with the protesters. This is Jelani Hussein from the organization CARE in Minnesota, which leads into Ilhan Omar. Okay? He said, we stand with the protesters, not just in voice, but in action. We are using our resources to educate, no, to indoctrinate. He goes on, the public lobby for policy change, which, by the way, undermines the U.S. Constitution. He goes on and uses words such as to defend the oppressed. No, to defend the transgressors, 1 John 3:4. And to protect the weak in our communities. Who are the weak? Them that want the power to rule. That's who he's really talking to, just so you know. He finishes his letter with, we are at the center of the revolution, and we must be champions of justice, according to the Quran, I'm adding, at all costs. People need to understand that those that have been allured into the United States from the Middle East and from the southern border by your said representatives, our said representatives, are allured here, friends, for the very purpose of creating domestic insurrection. Folks, I will say this until the day it happens, because it's already happened in my heart. I know we're going there because the Word of God tells me exactly what's going on and where we're going. It's like going into a mall, and it's, you know, when you walk up to those little platforms in the center of the big hall section, it says, you are here. That's what the Word of God does. It shows us exactly where we're at and what's coming. And it's interesting how many people, this is an answer back, it's interesting how many of you people declare that you're Christians, but yet you don't believe the Word of God. It doesn't matter if you believe at this point. You don't need to believe in trucks neither, but what happens if you stand in front of one? Because you've already done it. You've already done it by disobeying the Most High God. I want you to think of Jelani Hussein from Kerr, Minnesota. And I want you to think of the fact that he sits right next to the treasonous governor, Tim Walz, Luke 22:48. He sits on the governor's board as, listen carefully, as the Council on Law Enforcement alongside of Attorney General Keith Ellison, who in fact supports cop killers, is calling also for a 300% increase of Muslims from the Middle East. This may give you an understanding as to why 18 governors across the United States simultaneously called for an influx of Muslims coming in from the Middle East. You're being overthrown. As the Lord said you would be. Very specifically, Deuteronomy 28, verse 43, Leviticus 26, starting in verse 15, going to 46. Okay? Just think about it. This terror-tied Jelani Hussein with the CARE organization sits right next to our treasonous governor, Tim Walz. He sits on the board of Council on Law Enforcement, along with law transgressor Attorney General Keith Ellison, and is calling for a 300% increase of Muslims from the Middle East. Friends, again, you know, it's true. Can you make this up? You can't. I mean, here, listen, Keith Ellison is the accuser of the innocent, defender of the guilty, and he's attempting to equate hate to the law that exposes their crimes. You have to think this through. Oh, by the way, I wanted to let you know, too, I went to Jelani Hussein, Minnesota CARES, you know, the terror tide group. I went to his program where a whole whopping 30 people showed up in St. Cloud University. And it was interesting, all the questions that were asked, which were probably three or four, they were all handpicked. They can't have any opposition from. That's what the media does, by the way. It's just one-sided. It's all one-sided. But I went to his little get-together he had there. And it was interesting, he was trying to link white Christian Protestants to the KKK. They're trying to demonize you, Americans, if you stand against them. Guess who else does that? The LGBT. Just like I told you 15 years ago. But now we're here, so we don't need to throw that in your face. We're here now, okay? Now, to add insult to injury, we have Ilhan Omar, who sits as the representative of the 5th District, by the way, where the Muslims were covertly colonizing during the 1990s. Ilhan Omar sits as the representative to the Muslim population that means to conquer the United States. And don't doubt a thing that I'm telling you, friends, because we're judging her by her fruit. We're going to get to Ilhan right on the other side of this break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
United we stand, divided we fall. Here at Sons of Liberty Radio. We're calling out, asking you to stand with us financially for the sake of liberty, justice, and freedom for all. So boot up, answer the call, and enlist today by calling 1-866-233-0747.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. We're talking about Muslim representative Ilhan Omar. She is a representative for the Muslims. She's not a representative of we the people. But she wants to dismantle America during this revolution that Jelani Hussein was talking about, who, by the way, presides in the same state capital that Ilhan does at times because he sits on the board of the treasonous governor here. Concerning his position as counsel on law enforcement. Folks, he's a part of, he's the spokesperson of CARE, Council on American Islamic Relations, a terror-tied organization, and he's sitting on the Council of Law Enforcement next to Attorney General in the state of Minnesota. Folks, no wonder why everybody's buying guns. I mean, this is insanity. This isn't going to happen. This is happening. I want to say this too. I'm not talking to a third world country here in America. I'm talking to you. And it's not just Minneapolis. It's not just Minnesota. There's 35 jihadi camps across the United States of America. There's sleeper cells. 2009, both CNN, Anderson Cooper did a great job. Yeah, I know he's a little useful idiot. I get that. Sean Hannity did a great piece on it in 2009. They called out the camps. They went to the camps. Folks, the government is acting like this isn't happening to their own demise. This is, again, the word insanity comes to my aid. Now, Neon Net recently reported, Senator Blackburn declares Ilhan Omar's a threat to our democracy. This is what she said. She demands resignation. Republican senator slams radical Democrat over calls to tear down America's economy. I want you to listen to this really carefully, and then I'll just go ahead and highlight after we listen to this. Check this out, friends.
And while we're on the political and social turmoil in the U.S., let me share with you the latest contribution of a politician from the city of Minneapolis, the city that was the epicenter of all the current upheaval. And this little snippet says it all, really. When people are tearing down statues and wanting to defund the police, they're not supporting the legacy that they've inherited. They're not looking to improve America. They're supporting either anarchy or revolution. And that's why this little snippet of Democrat-aligned Congresswoman Ilhan Omar gives the game away. She doesn't support the Great Republic and all that's made it a beacon of prosperity and freedom. She wants to dismantle it.
As long as our economy and political systems prioritize profit without considering who is profiting, who is being shut out, we will perpetuate this inequality.
We
cannot stop at criminal justice system. We must begin the work of dismantling the whole system of oppression wherever we find it.
Yeah, I want you to
the political system, the economic system, the judicial system, dismantle them. Omar is from Somalia, a country torn apart by war and terrorism, by extremism and anarchy, and she's been elected to the U.S. Congress. Yet presented with all of the opportunity she sees in the United States, she wants to start dismantling it. This is why we've got to fight each and every day to protect what we've created in Western liberal democracies. Because no matter how absurd their aims might seem, there will always be people looking to undermine our institutions and our values.
Well, you know, it's interesting about all that, and that was a great piece, by the way. I've shared with this concerning my time with Ilhan Omar when she did her big support Ilhan Omar. You know, they wanted to stop hate at St. Cloud University. Again, friends, about 30 people. The only support these people have is what the media gives them. Folks, I need to say it. Even you just listen to her. Folks, she is a useful idiot that's playing a very dangerous game. They all are. Okay? She's a useful idiot that literally, and I'm not saying this to demean or to degrade her, she's done that all on her own. She is dumber than a box of rocks. She can barely say the words that need to be said, and every time she speaks, just like Obama, just like the President of the United States or any other politician, they're reading off a teleprompter. Notice the only time they ever get in trouble is when they don't have a teleprompter. When they're shooting from the hip. No, it's all pre-scripted, friends. It's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. But that's what you get here. When I seen her at St. Cloud University, I said there's about 30 people, if that. A majority of more Muslims. That's who supports Keith Ellison, too. But the fact that the problem that we're having here is there's not enough people to put Keith Ellison in the AG's office concerning the Muslim population. That's why they want to bring more. He wants to run for the governorship, friends. And this is a CIA plant is what he is. Don't doubt me, friends. Don't doubt me. Because I'm telling you, that's exactly what he is. The fix was in. Same thing with the governor of the state. But go back to Ilhan Omar, friends. She was like a little kid in detention, like a 15-year-old kid. And when she was asked a question, friends, she couldn't put her words together. And yet, somehow or another, she's put into a position and then idolized and blown up and sensational. Folks, all those big words, right? Donald knows them all. But it's been put up in the media like she is the savior. She is the up-and-coming. Same thing with Rashida Tlaib. Keith Ellison is hated. So is Ilhan Omar. People are starting to get a little taste of this Jelani Hussein in America today. And I'm talking about in the state of Minnesota. They're finding out, friends, that their enemies, Americans, you need to understand your politicians think they're playing games. You better understand those that are subversive in this government in America are not playing games. You haven't come to that resolution yet. You haven't come to terms with the fact that your enemies mean what they say. See, most Americans have had everything hand-delivered to them today. And I'm not talking about I work hard too. I'm talking about having to ultimately pay the price for our freedoms. We've never had to do that, okay? These people don't care. Their great aim is to destroy America. For what you've allowed corrupt politicians to do to their third world countries, that's why you're hated so much. That's why you're called the great Satan, by the way. Let me say that again. You're hated by third world countries because of what you've allowed your politicians to do to their countries. That's a fact. That's a fact. Okay? I want to say, concerning this report, and I want to say to Senator Blackburn, it's by the looks and the sounds of these ignorant said representatives, what these people are, what encourages your enemies to go forward. Senator Marsha Blackburn, a Republican from Tennessee, right, unconstitutional, has torched Rep. Ilhan Omar. And folks, guess what? It goes no further than that. Incendiary comments. Put her on the front page. We need to have her call for her resignation. Hey, folks, she's married her brother. She's been busted for misappropriation of funds. She hates America. You know what she's doing in office. And this woman here is calling for her resignation. Really? First of all, I want to say this to this woman here. We're not a democracy, number one. We're a constitutional republic, Article 4, Section 4. Second, calling for her resignation, I got to ask, are you kidding me? A Muslim who's sworn on the Quran, which runs antithetical to the U.S. Constitution, who's been called out again for her misappropriation of funds, being married to her brother, and the list goes on, sympathizing with terrorists, wanting insurance policy for terrorists, and our said representative wants a resignation? Really? Wow, that's pretty crazy. Folks, Article 2, Section 4, they need to be removed. Then they need to be prosecuted for their crimes against American law. She's already done it. Article 3, Section 1, Clause 7, U.S. Constitution, she needs to be prosecuted. She needs to be prosecuted. I have some more audio right here. I'm not going to play it for you because I don't have the time to do it. Where she's calling for the dismantling of the police department. By the way, this is happening in Michigan as well. Across the boards. Right on cue. Calling for the dismantling of the police department. I want you to think about that. Who would do something like that? Folks, when you look to these subversive organizations that have been tolerated over the last 8 years, or I'm sorry, 8 decades in this country, Planned Parenthood, American Civil Liberties Union, Southern Poverty Law Center, Council on American Islamic Relations, ETC. Look at the damage that's been done. For Americans to give this sort of subversive a free hand deserves not the freedoms in which we have been bestowed upon through the sacrifice of others. Folks, people need to understand that this isn't a game. Your enemies are not playing a game. And I suspect that's on the near horizon, in the near future, I'm sorry, on the horizon for the American people to understand that none of this was a game. None of it was a game, folks. It's not time to remove or ask for her resignation. It's time to remove her and to prosecute her according to law for her subversive terroristic acts against we the people. Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Love you by what we do.
House flies minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault. A miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.